Well, hi everyone. I know it's been about 2 weeks since I made a tape, and I can tell you what I did in 2 weeks in one sentence, but I'll try to stretch it out a little bit more than that. But before I forget it, in today's mail, just a second, there goes a phone. Well, that was a phone. Sometimes I think I'm the only one that answers the phone up here. Maria and myself. Well, anyhow, as I started to say, Mary's package arrived today, and I was very, very grateful to receive it, and I want to thank her and Alice for sending it. Of course, as you know, everything was delicious, more than I can eat, I must say, and so I'm sharing it with the kids down the department. They usually get a bang out of anything homemade anyway, so I'm taking it down there to them, too. In reference to the other packages that you mentioned, Mother, I know that the day I got this, either the day of or the very next day that I got the stockings, I sat down and wrote them. Now, mail does not come as quickly as you think it does, you know. So that I still have a package that's been coming from New York for, I don't know how long ago they wrote and told me they sent it, and I never have received it. So mail does take time, and if I don't say I got it, it's because I haven't. You mentioned the cosmetics. I thought, I'm sure in some tape, maybe the tape that never got there, I mentioned that I got the cosmetics. And if the bra and chafies were before Christmas time, yes, I got them. But if they were recently, no. That's all I can tell you. However, what was I going to say about that? I did ask for some shampoo and some soap, which I didn't get yet. And you didn't tell me the cost of the stocking, so please tell me so I can send you the money. Because I don't know whether they were a dollar a pair or what they were. But tell me so I can send a check. Let me check this. So I hope that solves the problem about the packages now. Now, as far as the tapes are concerned, I think by this time you must have the second Hong Kong tape, and I explained to you that for some reason they sent it back to me. And the Subic tape, I did make you tape on Subic, and if you haven't received it by the time this tape arrives, let me know, and I'll tell you again that I went to Baguio, and of course I mailed some things from Subic that ought to be getting home fairly soon. And the Hong Kong stuff I know hasn't gotten there yet, but they say it takes quite a while, a couple months. Sometimes. And I ordered some other stuff to send home, too. You say, I don't know where I'm going to put all this stuff either, Mother, but it's almost like you have to buy it because it's such a bargain. I told you, well, I bought dishes and glassware, and I bought a lot of other stuff. And my stuff still hasn't gotten off the ship yet because we haven't been in port. We were supposed to go tonight, and then we got a message in the radio or something that we were going to stay up here. And by the time we do get into port, it'll be 21 days that we're up here, and that's a long time. It really is. The only good part about it is that we've been getting our mail every day. The helicopter from Da Nang has been coming up and bringing our mail. The sanctuary's been down in Chu Lai, although they have been in Da Nang at two points. And they head for Subic at the 7th of February. But the, we've been up off Quang Tri. And of course, no one's been off the ship or any place else, to tell you the truth. And we have been busy, but not busy. Just a second. Anyhow, another interruption. We have been very busy. But not with American casualties, the type of casualties. We haven't, not with American casualties, period. Some, but mostly Vietnamese. Some of them are Arvin, you know, the Vietnamese army, and some of them are civilians. Since we came back on station, last night was the first night that I had the duty that I didn't work all night long, and that's, you know, every third night, and I was getting a little bit tired. Of course, then even though we have a day off, one day off a week, you've worked 24 hours before, and all you're fit to do is sleep. And so up until yesterday, I was pretty tired. But then last night I didn't work, I mean, I finished up about 7:30, so I only worked about 12 hours yesterday. And I didn't work today, and I feel 100% better. And in fact, I went out in the sun for a couple of hours. And I'm so disappointed because I was out there, but I certainly didn't get much of a tan today. And it was hotter than blazes. And we were saying, you know, things are relative. If somebody back in the States said, how about going out and sitting in this hot, blazing hot sun, where there was nothing to drink, you know, and you couldn't cool off in any way, you'd tell them, no, you're out of your mind if I can sit in the air-conditioned room. But for us, it's kind of, it's a big treat. And the place was crowded. The sun deck was crowded. They even had swim call, but the girls don't go. The men do, and they put out boats and everything. I didn't, I wouldn't go anyway because for two reasons. One, I don't know about the current around the ship, even though they have all kinds of safety patrols out there. Two, they have sea snakes, and although they have a patrol boat shooting at the sea snakes if they see any when they haven't seen any, I think I'd be more afraid of the guys with the guns than with the sea snakes. The sea snakes are poisonous, but we have an anti-venom on board, happily. And then the other thing, the other reason I wouldn't particularly care to go swimming is that they have big signs, you know, secure the heads and everything so that people won't flush the toilets while you're out there. But I've seen them flush them, and, you know, that's kind of miserable. And also, Miss Cornelius doesn't care to have us go because she's afraid that there'll be so much roughhouse that maybe that one of the girls get hurt. Actually, there isn't that much roughhouse, but I'm sure if the girls were out there, there would be. So that's the story on that, why I didn't, why we can't go swimming. Then they have what they call hull inspections, and, you know, inspect the hull of the ship, because, you know, you're not allowed to drink on board the ship. So they put a boat over the side, and they have both for the enlisted men and for the officers, and I think in the officers' gig they have alcohol, liquor, but in the enlisted men's they have beer, and I don't go on those either. I think it's fine for the men, you know, and some of the girls go, but the guys get out in that sun, you know, and they only have 20 minutes touring around the hull of the ship to get down as much as they can to drink, and then sometimes they have a little trouble getting up the ladder, and I just don't particularly like to go to them. If they had a beach party, you know, and then I'd be the first one in line, because I like to go and swim and have a beer and things like that, but just to go sit and have a drink, it doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, if it was after a good swim or something, it would be fine. So I came back downstairs and went to bed and took a nap for about an hour or so. Felt good. Took a shower, washed my hair, and took a nap. Then tonight they had a cookout. They're trying to make it, even though we're so isolated and it's been a rough 3 weeks. They're trying to make it pleasant, and they had a cookout, and they had steak and everything. And again, they were kidding me about the cookout, you know. I said, well, my idea of a cookout is to go to a restaurant and have them have a grill, and you just order what kind of a steak you want and have them put it in the grill in a nice restaurant. And they were laughing at me, but I don't mind them, except that it's crowded and there's no place to sit down. And have you ever tried to cut a steak with a plastic knife and fork? And again, I'm not complaining, because as I say, they really are trying to make it, to break the monotony a little bit. But they operated all day, too, today, and I don't know how much longer they're going to go. Really, it's something. We keep getting worried that there's going to be another Tet offensive, and we keep waiting and waiting and waiting, and I don't know. That's why the sanctuary's been down at Chu Lai for the whole week, the whole 3 weeks almost, except when she came to Da Nang. And then she was called back down last night, and I was talking to the AO tonight, and he said they just increased their census by 15, but 15 doesn't mean anything, because it could be 15 casualties, or it could be 15 medical admissions, you know, the number doesn't tell you anything. If you had maybe 50, then you'd kind of wonder. But, as I said, we've been busy every night. We've been getting lots of head injuries and amputations. Some Americans, booby traps, personnel carriers, burns, a lot of Vietnamese, even accidents. Gee, got one the other day. A truck hit him, and two kids were on a motorbike. One kid lost his leg. It's hard to tell how old these Vietnamese children are because they, in relationship to American children. It's a wonder that after driving in Vietnam, after being in a truck or a jeep in Da Nang, it's a wonder that more people aren't killed every day. It's just unbelievably bad. So, actually, I can't honestly tell you what most of our casualties have been. Of course, we try to find out. We got one from a patrol, which meant that they encountered the enemy someplace. We're all waiting, you know. It's like sitting on a keg of dynamite, waiting to see where the enemy is going to attack. Of course, our intelligence group now says they are. You know, at first they said absolutely not. They couldn't muster enough strength. And then they said, well, it's a remote possibility, but now it's a definite, you know, except they don't know where. But we're waiting and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, people who have left the ship haven't been able to get their gear off the ship, and the passageways, the nurses' quarters and everything are just piled high with stuff, including my own. And I'll get those sent off, though, I hope this week. And then I'll just have one other shipment to go with tapes and things like that, you know. But it's been quite a time being up here this length of time. Dr. Carey went back to his army unit at Chu Lai. They thought that Chu Lai was going to be a big point of invasion or whatever you want to call it. Again, I don't know exactly when I'm leaving. I think I'm leaving around the 18th of March. Now, I hope I'm going to be able to take circuitous travel, and I don't know what time that would get me back in the States for. You know, it might be 2 weeks, might be later. But anyhow, I'll call you from New York, so you'll be able to know when to pick me up in the airport. And I do think I'll stop off for a day or so in California because it's the government expense and not my own. But we'll see what happens. Let me just...